Carlos, what's the concern for Soto right now?
Well, I mean, he's pretty sore, but we took some X-rays and they were negative. So that's good news there. So he's day to day. We'll see where we are for tomorrow, if he's going to be available for the lineup or a player during the game at some point.
I know that occasionally you take an X-ray and then a couple days later, after swelling goes down, you got to check it again. Are you guys confident that this is a negative X-ray, or could that be a situation like that?
Yeah, I was just talking to the trainers, and I asked the same questions. Are we planning on, you know, doing some more imaging? And as of right now, the answer is no. You know, X-rays, and let's see how he progresses. It's day to day. So, yeah, that's what we got so far.
What about Pete? How's Pete doing? Alonso, his knee.
Yeah, he's fine.
How much of a scare is that, just with Soto, obviously, his importance?
Yeah, not a good feeling, you know, especially when you watch him go down like that and he looks like he's got a lot of pain there. Then, you know, he hits that ball and he looks uncomfortable running down the line. First thing the trainer's telling me, like, I got to go out there and I got to take X-rays here. So you're kind of just holding your breath there. And then once I got the news, you know, obviously a sense of relief there, but day to day.
And there's no thought that, it, you know, if he comes in super sore tomorrow, he could be an IL guy? Like, you're confident he's going to be able to avoid
that?
Yeah,
it's too early to tell, you know. I mean, usually when you get it like that, and he got it good, you know, it's usually maybe a couple of days. You know, we just got to see how he responds and he wakes up tomorrow morning, and we'll go from there.
Where exactly did it get him? Was it on the top of the foot?
Top of his foot. Top. Yeah, at the top, so.
What went into the decision to lift Manaea after 86 pitches? It looked like he was asking for one more.
Yeah, he was. But you know, we still kind of have an idea, like pitch count-wise, you know. We're still kind of on that build-up with him, you know. So he reached that mark, and I'm just – the good news is that for him to be asking for one more, that tells you that he's feeling pretty good, you know, but we're not there yet with him. You know, he threw 82 last time, but he was a lot better with the way the ball was coming out. That extra day this time around, the changeup was in play today. So overall, he looked really good. So
you've obviously seen a ton of their bullpen the past two nights. Just what makes that such an effective group?
Yeah, I mean, they're elite, you know. Once they get the lead after five, you know, it's going to be a battle. They got a lot of different guys, righties, lefties, with a lot of different pitch shape, angles. You know, they can attack in a lot of different ways. And, you know, it's not a secret around the league that that's a pretty good bullpen there. And we've seen it for the past couple of nights.
What did you see from Gudo tonight?
Look, man, he got two outs. And then unlucky, that chopper that went over Pete's head. They take the lead. And then he just got ahead on Iglesias and then left a pitch, a breaking ball. You know, we know Iggy, he's going to put the ball in play. Same thing with Diaz, you know, like those guys, especially when you're ahead, you got to make them chase or trying to get the sinker to get a ground ball. And he wasn't able to do that today. So,
what did you think of Acuna's sliding catch there in center?
It's good to see, you know. Got tested right away, gets a really good jump and makes a diving play. So, yeah, that was good to see.
Was that a situation where you thought you had the opportunity to give him a little bit of a rep out there, or was Marte feeling anything?
It's a combination of both. You know, Marte's fine, but coming off what he, you know, I just thought after three innings on defense where we were out in the game, maybe like give Acuna an inning and see what it looks like, and at the same time trying to protect Marte a little bit, so.
What are you seeing from the at-bats, top of your order? It seems like Pete and Lindor are kind of scuffling a bit right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've been grinding for the last 3 weeks. You know, we've seen some good signs at times. There's, you know, a couple of games, three games where they hit the ball hard, they get results, and then we've seen games where, like, today, you know, with Lindor, obviously they got him at the top of the zone. I thought that first at-bat, I don't know how many pitches it was, but same thing with Pete, you know. Chasing at times and then just missing good pitches to hit, but they're good hitters.
How do you think Jeff handled some tough plays in center field tonight?
Jeff McNeil, how he handled, I thought he was fine, you know, and not an easy situation, but that's, you know, what allows me to make a lot of move in-game move. You know, we saw it today, center, right, center, then you got that ability to come in the infield, so he says a lot about who he is as a player and his willingness to do whatever he takes.